Florida Keys.
There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band down in Kokomo.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego Bay.
Now if you wanna go and get away from love.
Aloha.
Ooh.
Aloha, everybody. Happy spring break. This is the self-help half hour. You are listening to WMFO Medford Tusk Reform Radio 91.5 FM. I'm here with DJ CTP, DJ Biggs. I'm sorry, intern Biggs.
Intern Biggs.
Crazy.
Give him a job
there.
Promotion.
Jesus. Oh my God. I'm all over the place this morning. Anyways, I'm DJ Faust, and we are here today doing the self-help half hour. This week's theme, what is it, CTP?
It's spring break.
It's spring break, baby.
We're sitting here in some Hawaiian shirts. We got some mojitos on tap.
We do.
I'm wearing my sunglasses. There's a lot of snow outside. I almost lost some fingers walking here.
They're virgin.
But it's worth it.
Mojitos.
Some virgin mojitos.
Yeah. We got a little umbrella in mine. CTP is drinking a big one out of a coconut shell.
I've got my feet in the paddling pool as we speak.
100%.
It's a pretty relaxed vibe here.
I got a... yeah, anyway, so that was... didn't want to go there. Hey, so we just had our favorite Madonna song, Holiday.
Is that really your favorite Madonna song?
Banging. Ah, no.
It's
probably our favorite.
Yeah, I think.
Collectively. It's probably our favorite. And before that, we had Kokomo by the Beach Boys, Aruba, Jamaica. Where's everyone
Nova
going for spring
Scotia,
break? Right.
Key Largo. Na-na-na-na-na. Vancouver.
Medford.
Nome. Anchorage.
Right. Where are you guys going for spring break?
We're going to Mexico.
That's cool.
Yep.
Which part of Mexico are you going to in Tampax?
To Merida. It's a part very few people have ever heard of.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Do you have any tips for people going to Mexico this time of year? What tips have you heard for your trip to Mexico so far?
I've heard don't pet the sharks.
Don't pet the sharks.
Yep. Yeah, that's a big one. Yeah.
Definitely don't. Yeah. Right.
Also, don't hold your breath for more than you can handle.
Crazy.
I thought Merida not inland?
No, it's actually on the Yucatan Peninsula.
Okay, cool. Oh. So the sharks isn't just like a street gang.
No.
You need to stay away from.
They're real live animals.
Although if I
run into any street gangs, I'll call in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are they in
we
the water,
do some
the
street
sharks?
Gang tips one of these days.
Mm. You know what the most scary thing about sharks are?
When they're
swimming towards you, you don't actually hear the doom.
Oh yeah,
which is super scary because I always thought that was like a warning.
It was like a warning sign. Yeah,
yeah, but
yeah,
really,
you'll never know when they're actually coming.
They're very quiet, very scary. CTP, what are your spring break plans? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm going to Casablanca.
Nice.
In my living room because I'm staying here all week.
Yeah, because you're no. Yeah.
I thought I'd stay here in Medford, get caught up on our on our letters.
Right.
We get so many letters from our international
fans.
We need to go through. Yeah, I've got because we accidentally gave both interns off. Intern J Val only works 1 week a month, and intern Biggs gets 1 week a year off. So
right,
they just happen to correspond this week. So now I have to shred all the letters everybody sends in. But, I'm happy to do it.
Mm.
It's part of my job. I'm just happy to be an advice guru, destroying your letters.
That's why you're the best in the business, CTP. That's why you're the best, because you're willing to shred the letters that people send you.
Hey, thanks, man. I'm willing to do some dirty work, despite my 8 years in the radio business.
Mm. Right.
Hey, DJ Faust, what are you doing this spring break?
I'm going to Hawaii.
Hawaii?
No way.
To find Peyton for intern J Val. He hasn't ridden back. We haven't heard from him in weeks.
He just kind of asked for like a huge advance to finish his investigative journalism piece, and he said he had to do something in Hawaii. He just hasn't come back from that yet.
Yeah.
It's tough to communicate when you're only writing letters to each other,
Yeah, right. Because we don't have email.
Right. It's very outdated.
Well, I have to say, which one of us is responsible for setting up our email accounts? Who would that
Not
be?
Not us. We don't understand the internet.
I'll get on that.
Although we could update the rendezvous system, because the rendezvous point is like 60 miles away.
Right.
And we have to drive there like every 5 hours.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, specifically, Biggs has to drive there every 5 hours to
right.
pick it up. But still, it's like...
Crazy.
There's a quicker way to do it.
Yeah.
Mm. A carrier pigeon is probably the next step.
Right. And the main reason why we go to the rendezvous point is, of course, to pick up our PSA, because we get fresh farm-picked PSAs delivered straight to the studio.
Organic, yeah.
Every single week. So let's have today's bagel. What do we got on the plate?
We got germs, PSA.
Yes.
Germs.
Let's hear it.
That's very important during spring break.
Very
week.
Important.
A lot of people,
break.
They go out, they party, their immune system gets run down. They don't wash their hands a lot. You know, a few people wash their hands during spring break.
Right. Filthy. CTP, well,
there are
we'll
no sinks
to this one.
In the, on the beach.
Right. Right. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor, visit massmed.org and click Your Health First, or call in and listen to us give you advice. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society and the Self-Help Half Hour.
Wow.
That was a really good PSA. I really learned a lot from that.
Yeah.
That's an important one.
Yeah. You know, all those germ commercials that are like, this kills 99% of all germs.
Mm.
Like every single thing on the market kills 99.9% of germs.
Right.
How powerful must that 0.1% yeah, of germs
that's
be?
That's very true.
Nothing kills them.
Yeah.
Right. They'll just, that's why are true. We not talking about this?
Right.
Who are they? What can they do?
Why don't we just communicate with them?
You know? Yeah, we need to learn. Definitely, like, diplomacy is the only answer for that 0.1% of germs.
Right.
100%. Wow. Hey, what's our next track, Faust?
Well, this is our favorite springtime song, Island in the Sun by Weezer. Let's do it.
Oh, I love it. What a lovely spring theme playlist we got going this week.
Spring, baby, our favorite season.
And done.
That was Weezer with Island in the Sun, a very fun, lively track, sure to liven up any spring break.
I'm loving the spring break theme playlist we've got going on right now.
Sun,
it's going to keep me warm sitting at home shredding those 18,000 letters we get every day.
100%, yeah.
Shredding them.
Yep.
Hey, what's our next segment, Faust?
Well, I was thinking maybe we could play our theme song.
Our theme song? Yeah. I can't wait. I love it.
Let's do that now. I'm going to play the theme song.
My wife's dead. I'm afraid of wax. I can't climb spiral stairs. I ate a pound of MSG. Woke up in Davis Square. My dog killed a full-grown man. I don't know who to call. The self-help half hour. We will answer all. The self-help half hour. We won't accept your calls. Write in!
That was our theme song. Can't wait. Can't wait to hear that one performed at our Spring Fling.
Yes.
Here dude. It's on the set list.
It's going to be Amine is going to play it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's his second single. That's Caroline.
Yeah, Caroline and the self-help half hour.
Is it really Amine?
It's Amine.
It Amine. That's so dumb.
No, apparently it's Ethiopian.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very good.
That was a Rap Genius pronunciation video. I'm actually...
I thought it was Amine.
Oh, yeah, actually, I could see that too. I could see that one too.
He had a video on Rap Genius that was like, someone asked him how he pronounced his name. He goes, I have a lot of like white college girls run up to me and call me Amin. Amin.
That's, my mind wouldn't go there, but I can see how you would think that.
Yeah, I can understand it.
Hey, you guys ready for some life hacks?
Ready.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, let's do it.
What's the theme this week for life hacks?
Well, obviously, you know, spring break is coming up. You guys are going to be, everyone's going to be traveling for spring break. So today's, I have some air travel hacks. Air travel hacks. Very
you know
important.
A lot about air travel, don't you?
I do know a lot about air travel. I'm a frequent flyer. Got a lot of miles. But first, should we announce the winner of our last week's Hack at Home Challenge?
Let's do it.
Remember last week, it was to make a diorama depicting a sensible, affordable Healthcare Act replacement.
Yes.
Kind of shedding light on a kind of, you know, controversial
subject.
It
was a political statement, but it was one that needed to be made.
It needed to be done, exactly.
In the form of dioramas, all of which you can see on our Instagram.
Right. Yep. All on self-help half hour at Medford 91.5.
WMFO, Colin, Medford, CTP, and the Faust.
Intern Bags is here too.
At Instagram.
Insta.com.
In Medford.
Insta. Hashtag.
Or just put the at symbol. I think it just comes up first.
Right. Or put a hashtag and you'll get a QR code that will take you to a website that has our UTLN. Is that a word?
No. That's a tough thing.
That's a tough thing? Okay. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so yeah. Should we announce the winner? Our big winner this week was Peggy from Atlanta.
Peggy. It was a great one.
Right. She made a delicious gingerbread house depicting little gingerbread men and women paying much higher premiums for baseline health insurance. Is that Rudolph in the corner? Hope he doesn't have any pre-existing conditions. Boy, that gingerbread house sure looks yummy. A sweet way to
swallow a bitter plant. It was really delicious though.
It was a great
Yeah, we ate the whole thing.
as sad as the gingerbread house made us feel.
Right.
The tastiness of it more than compensated Peggy. So you're getting You're getting the award this week.
Yeah, and we love dioramas, especially gingerbread dioramas. Anyways, let's proceed with our air travel hacks. We can't wait. Number one, it's annoying how the TSA limits the amount of liquid you can carry on a flight. Why not just freeze all of your toiletries before heading to the airport? Right?
Yeah, that's an incredible idea.
They're solid now. Right? Yeah. No liquids at all.
There's nothing they could do about
that. Yeah, right. Slowdowns going through security are no fun at all. To avoid setting off the metal detector, put your Black Sabbath CDs in your checked bags. Right?
Oh,
that'll do it.
Yeah. Don't take metal with you through the thing. Okay, number three. Pack a few helium balloons before you weigh your luggage at the check-in counter to score a few extra pounds. That's very smart.
Mm. That's true.
That's really smart. Or just pump your bag full of helium.
Oftentimes, you can just attach it to like a helium basket and have it float slightly above the floor.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, obviously, in a perfect world, you could just push it towards your destination, find it there in a bit.
Right.
But these days, you know, customs and everything, I think they just shoot out the sky with some BB guns.
Right.
So you do have to just make sure that it's heavy enough that it gets at least a 1 gram reading on the conveyor belt.
Exactly, right. Because if it's less than, what you don't want to do is pack too many helium balloons in your luggage, and then thereby the cargo hold will have, the airplane will turn into a rocket,
right?
And they won't be able to control it.
I thought you were going to say that the airplane would get too light from all the helium.
Yeah.
All the bags lifting up.
Well, that's how
up.
It becomes a rocket.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because rocket lighter than air, yeah.
Yeah. Number four. The worst part about landing at an airport is waiting at the baggage claim. That sucks. I hate that.
That's true.
These days, savvy travelers use luggage monkeys. Baboons that are trained to hand deliver luggage to you once you land at your destination. Very cool.
Wow.
Due to their exclusive diet of caviar and human flesh, booking luggage monkey services directly through an airline is costly. If you're a frequent flyer, try purchasing your own luggage monkey and packing it in your luggage. An easy way to save money and time. Fun fact, Ryan Gosling is set to star in a biopic about famous LAX luggage monkey Chip next year.
Wow.
We can't wait for that film.
That's so exciting. You know, after last week, I went off and bought a stock market parrot.
Oh, good.
And now I'm going to have to go buy a air travel monkey.
How are your investments doing?
I haven't checked.
But they're probably doing really well.
Perry the parrot, hopefully, you know, is holding me down.
Yeah. Mm,
yeah. I mean, you can't really go wrong with a stock market parrot.
Right. And now we have luggage monkeys.
Right.
He'll really just kind of like, you'll be so efficient with your parrot and your monkey.
Right.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Looking forward to it, really.
Just wait until we tell you about spreadsheet zebras next week. It's a whole new world after that.
Homework whales. Anyways. It's time to announce our weekly Hack at Home challenge, and Bagel has a great one in store for us today. We can't wait to hear this. Bagel, what is this week's Hack at Home challenge?
This week's Hack at Home challenge, well, you know, DJ Fass, as you were talking about air travel, airplanes, but a lot of us forget about helicopters.
Oh, right.
Because those are also, that's also a method you can use for traveling in the air.
Yeah.
And I'm personally deathly afraid of helicopters because there are no doors.
Right.
So for this week's Hack at Home challenge, we're gonna ask you to hack helicopter doors. Your best helicopter door alternative.
How?
With your
as
brains.
Soon as you put a door in it, it is no longer a helicopter. Well, they're gonna have to be super creative. But you know what? If anyone can put a door in a helicopter, it's our loyal listeners at home.
Right.
That's so true.
Peggy from Atlanta, I know, has some ideas.
Oh, I'm looking forward to those.
Yeah.
That's great, Wes and Peggy. Should we also say we got the poetry word of the week called in this week?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
From Lucinda.
Lucinda.
Yeah, from Fresno, she called in, and the word this week is lay.
Okay.
It's lay.
Lay.
Lay. L-E-I.
It's the flower lay.
The flower lay. It goes along with our spring break theme. So thank you so much, Lucinda, from Fresno.
Awesome.
Great word this week.
That's going to be fun. I know Bagel knows a lot about lays.
I get lays all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Should we keep it up with some music? Let's do it.
I can't wait.
This is a great springtime song by the Cool Kids called Swimsuits. Super fun. Let's play it.
Let's go. This is what should be playing in them Jeeps. Swimsuit girls at the pool. Beach. Legs in the water getting sand over feet. In town from LA, so cold in the D. Went to school in Atlanta and Chicago for the week. Friends and they friends kicking in, so I teams. Hot things, hot days, sun bay, draw strings. Hotel, beach, bays, and I lost both keys. Name shut, English room 313. And it's booming. Scooters, ATVs. Out in Hawaii, parasail, jet skis. Why the sexy little spicy mamacitas, I see ya. Cash bar only, no need for the visas in the bottle. Girls walk around here in bikinis, ayy. Hell yeah, we do this all day. Hot tub on a boat, rolling by the lake, ayy. Tell her bring the papers, twist up the grape, ayy. Down here from there, throw your hands in the air. Yeah, it's all year, great view up here. And it's looking like I might wanna move around here.
Hey, I see you flashing me your taillights, babe. We can do anything you feel like.
The coconut, I gave her a sip.
Thirsty.
Showboat, now I'm all in the mix.
Firstly.
I'm only toasting purple. Degrees in the high 80s. Before I even said hi, lady. Said I seen you on Collins. The car you was driving, them lights turned on like eyelids. Then the light turned green, and the scene from Ice Cream Man popped up into my head when P had the white legs and Silk had the headband. You and your mans look like them. Right then, my right hand reached my cell phone, and I needed a right name to type in. First name Mike Man, right on the white sand. That's where you can find me. I be in the Bahamas. Your girl wanna chill, and I drill when I wander. The real, on the real, you keep it a hundo. With a Cubana and a Mambo. You see the trunk from the front like Dumbo. Good drinks, good views from the condo. Yeah, say that ain't a good combo.
Hey, I see you flashing me your taillights, babe. We can do anything you feel like. No need to contemplate. Put on your swimsuit. You know I want to, babe, to take a swim with you. Hey, I see you flashing me your taillights, babe. We can do anything you feel like. No need to contemplate. Put on your swimsuit. You know I want to pay to take a swim with you.
My wife is dead. I'm afraid of wax. I can't climb spiral stairs. I ate a pound of MSG. Woke up in Davis Square. My dog killed a full-grown man. I don't know who to call. The self-help half hour, we will answer all. The self-help half hour, we won't accept your calls. Right in!
And we're back.
Oh, wow. I really love that song.
Such a good song.
Mm-hmm. That was Swimsuits by the Cool Kids.
100%.
They're doing good these days, aren't you?
They do. They're just, they're great.
They never stop putting out hits. They about just everything.
Honestly, they're so fun and just like great old school hip hop. I love them.
Hey, Faust, guess what time it is?
What time? Wait, I think I know.
It's question time.
It's 9:41.
It's 9:41. That means it's question time. And this week the theme is, that's right, spring break. I'm going to need a name for this.
Latitude.
Latitude what?
Johnson. Longitude.
Latitude Johnson. Latitude Longitude. Latitude Longitude wrote in this week. Now remember, if you want to write in, just think about it. Just think if you really want to do that, then write it on a sticky note and put your question in a secret place.
You know where to find it.
And we'll get it at some point. Okay. This week's theme was Spring Break from Latitude Longitude, and he begins, big ups to CTP and intern Bags, and a large pump up the volume to the Faust.
Oh, 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 oh!
My name is Redacted. Okay.
I'm
helping his privacy. Yeah, Latitude Longitude. But you can call me Confused Latitude Longitude for this letter.
Mm.
Nice one, man. With spring break just around the corner, I had to write to you guys to get some advice on a very specific set of circumstances. I'm a bit of a party boy, and every year me and my cohort rent some Chevys, drive to paradise, get some bevies, some bud heavies, and break some levies. And by levies, I mean the social barriers between us and other partying groups.
Yeah.
I'm talking spring break, guys. The best week of the year. This year we're driving from Florida to Cancun to really take in the summer vibes. Now comes my problem. You see, last year, I fell in love. hard. Like a sparrow taking its first perilous jump off the cliff face, I dove in beak first and was sorely rebutted by the sheer cliff face of indifference.
Oh.
Her name was Lashley. We vibed like George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic.
Oh.
What a surprise it was, therefore, to find that she lived only 20 minutes from me in downtown Orlando. I left a few hints that we should meet up after break, but when I got back and texted her, I got ghosted. Discarded like a used tissue. I want to add that this was a full week-long dirge, not some one-night fling. Is it my fault? Should I not have gone into spring break with the expectation of any follow-up? Or is this a one-off and should I keep my hopes up that I might meet a maiden with a heart of gold next time? Thanks, guys. Latitude, longitude. Wow. So what's the word, guys? Should anyone go into spring break, you know, expecting that maybe they'll meet the person afterwards, or should you just kind of go into thinking, what happens at spring break, ends at spring break? I want everyone's thoughts on this.
One thing I know for sure about love is that love is, by definition, spontaneous and unexpected. So I don't think anyone should have any, you know, plan when it comes to love. Yeah. You know, I think it's to each his own. You know, if something happens on spring break, then that's great.
You know, that's funny because the one thing I know about love is that you always have to expect it. So going into spring break, if you expect the best, you might just find it. Because if you're looking for it, it's way easier to find.
Wow. Yeah, if you don't expect love, it could just, what if you just didn't see it?
Right.
It's like all those people who are attractive and they don't think they're attractive, so they can't see people being attracted to them, and then they don't have the self-esteem to go out with anyone because they're like, so you're wrong, Faust.
Right.
Aww. You should go in a spring break expecting
to find the one.
Expecting, well, I mean, yeah, exactly. I think at all times you should go into every situation expecting to find the one.
Right.
That's every time I have a conversation at Dunkin' Donuts, I'll put my hand just a bit closer to the person giving me my 400 calorie donut.
Right.
Right.
You know? Or just like
I have a
at a funeral with a grieving widow,
right.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you need to expect love in all places.
I always have a three piece string trio, of violins, a viola, and a cello, following me around at all times.
Just in case.
Why?
In case just, the emotion kind of, hits.
Why do you have that?
What were we talking about again? I just wanted to tell you guys.
I was also okay. So I think you should get this. I think latitude, longitude in particular should go into spring break. Maybe not. Be ready to meet up with just anybody you meet over break if they live 5 minutes away from you. But if you're in love with them and you want to marry them, you should drive to their house with a boombox over your head.
Right.
And play it until the dad asks you to leave.
Yeah.
It's the least you can do, right?
Right.
If 80s movies taught us anything.
It always works.
If that's not the case, I've got a few more tips. If it's just like, they're not the one, that's fine. But if it's just you're just a boring guy, I added a few extra tips. This is how to be more memorable this spring break. Because what if latitude, longitude, what if he just... it just wasn't working out. What if he was just another guy?
Right.
Maybe that's the problem. So here, latitude, longitude, we got you back this year. We're going to do some memorable tips. We got two big ones. Number one, wear a hat. But DJ CTP, you cry, latitude, longitude. Many people wear hats. Ah, yes. So wear a memorable hat. I'm going to throw some words at you right now. Pirate. Top. Mining. Propeller. These are all hats you can wear on a beach. You stand out. Everyone else is wearing basketball hats. Wear a propeller hat. You look great. Number two, many guys will be flaunting their large deltoids and biceps they've been working on during the hibernation months. To differentiate, work a muscle they've never seen before.
Ooh.
They like biceps? Give them neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. A good exercise I like to do is I wrap a weight around a chain and I spin it around my neck like a hula hoop.
very, very safe.
With this exercise, you'll be thicker than a bowl of oatmeal above the shoulder and below the mouth.
Wow.
Yeah. That's those are my two tips.
Nice.
So if you're trying to, you know, if you're trying to be more memorable, trying to find the one at spring break this year, wear a propeller hat and work out your neck. And I'm pretty sure people will be flocking to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm known for my elbows.
Yeah, whenever you do have very sharp elbows. They're like talons.
Yeah, no. People. I'm at the beach. People notice the elbows.
Remember that time we went rock climbing and you didn't even use your hands?
No. Yeah.
You just grabbed them with like the ends.
Yeah.
The pointy ends.
The crux of your elbow.
Yeah, really cool. You just dug them into the rock surface.
Yeah, it's great.
That was question time. But I think I remember last week, intern Biggs actually asked his first question of the audience.
I did, yeah.
Yeah. First of all, CTP, just wanted to say those were awesome questions, and I thank you so much for those tips.
We gave Latitude Longitude a lot of help this week. I think he's going to do well. I think he's going to find the one this year in downtown Orlando.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. I just hope he has enough time to work out his neck muscles before he heads over there.
It's like Thursday.
Right.
Oh, my God.
He's got like one day to swing a chain around his neck. Yeah. Let's hope he can pull it off.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, but anyway, sorry for interrupting.
Anyway, so we actually, I was really, really happy to, you know, ask a question to our fans last week. And I was a little less happy to see that we only had one submission. Only one person wrote in.
That's crazy how we get thousands of letters to DJ CTP and intern Biggs only gets one.
I think I might have shredded all the other ones by mistake. I saw them but only this week.
Okay, that's okay. You know, well, I'd like to give a huge shout out to Herman from Ho Chi Minh City.
Hey, Herman. Thank you for writing in, man.
Yeah, so I really appreciate it. And he had a brilliant idea. So if you guys remember, for those of you that weren't listening last week, I bought a toothpaste that gave me some kind of rash that infected my gums.
Right.
Couldn't use it, didn't have time because of classes to go get a new toothpaste. I needed toothpaste alternatives.
Mm.
And Herman, his idea was to take bananas, or mangoes, if bananas weren't available.
Yeah.
And inject them with common household dish soap.
Good.
So, everyone knows that the dish soap has the inherent talent of being able to clean dishes, but not everyone knows that dishes and teeth are made of the same substance.
Right.
So...
That's true. It's just enamel, isn't it?
Right. It's just enamel.
And ceramic.
And, right, and white material.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, dish soap makes for a grand alternative, right?
Yeah.
The only issue is that it tastes pretty bad.
Yeah.
So he was saying that you have to mix it with soft and chewable fruits. So bananas, mangoes.
Oh, so that's where the banana and the mango comes in.
Right. So you take a syringe, what's it called when you in syringe something? In syringe? You in syringe some dish soap.
That's exactly what it's called.
Yeah, that's exactly the verb. Uh-huh. Yes.
Right. You in syringe some dish soap. It. You X syringe into the banana.
Got it.
And then you just chew it and you have clean teeth.
That's amazing.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
How do you get the banana off your teeth?
Oh, no. The banana adds to the texture.
Oh, okay, so...
It becomes your teeth.
Oh. Right. So as long as I, like, gargle a mouthful of dish soap and only eat bananas and mangoes from now on, I will never actually have to brush my teeth ever again.
Right.
Never.
Wow, we really learned a lot today. There was a bit of science in that.
It was incredible.
There's a bit of lifestyle in
these
that.
These are things that the big toothpaste doesn't want you to know.
Right.
Sad.
Yeah, America is owned by big toothpaste.
Right.
Big toothpaste.
Right, and just another shout out to our loyal fans for being so intelligent and helping us.
Herman, thanks so much for that tip.
Yeah. Hey, man, this is what I like to call the dialogue of advice. Because we like to sit.
the dialogue
of advice.
You do to call it that.
It's a two-way mirror, but so often a two-way mirror can be a window.
Yeah.
Mm. A two-way that both people can see through.
Yeah.
Because we throw our advice out into the world and Herman hears us.
Right.
And he throws his advice back at us.
Right.
And it helps you. It's incredible. That's beautiful.
People often mistake advice for a frisbee, when in fact it's a boomerang.
Right. that was really good. So I actually have
not a baseball.
No,
it's certainly not.
Certainly, yeah. So I actually have a new question. You know, with spring break coming up, I'd love to ask our fans again. Hopefully,
awesome.
Get some responses.
Yeah.
more than one. But thank you again, Herman. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm going on spring break. Don't have any methods for receiving messages whilst I'm there, since my Airbnb doesn't have Wi-Fi and my phone doesn't work once it crosses international waters. So this is a quick and dirty question. I'm nervous because my mother likes to call me every day to make sure I still exist. So what do I tell her? So please write in.
Okay.
I just need mom advice.
That's a really good one, because we haven't done mom advice on the show yet in our 8 years of running the show.
I can take your phone. I could just pick it up and just do my best bagel impression.
Mm.
Hi. Yeah, mom.
Hey, yeah.
Hi, I'm bagel.
That was a really great question. We got some really good advice this week. We learned a lot.
We did.
I think we're very ready for a week of relaxation and virgin mojitos ahead.
Can't wait.
But before we go, let's have some spiritual healing.
Yeah.
Bagel, before the break, we asked you to write a little haiku.
Yep. And I did have 3 minutes, so I was able to write one.
This is the ultimate haiku lightning round challenge. What? The theme this week was lay. I'd love to hear it.
It was lay. So here's my lay haiku. The concept of spring is a lie. I flew to Hawaii and didn't get a lay.
Wow.
Those words.
Very similar words.
They
flip the vowels around.
It's a half rhyme.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a great poem.
That was a good one. A bit of a sour note for to leave it on before we go to spring break.
Yeah, but 100%.
It was still great.
We had a great time with you folks out there in the world in Medford, all across the world, Ho Chi Minh City.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for tuning in. This has been the self-help half hour, a full hour of self-help and advice. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm DJ Faust.
I'm DJ CTP.
Intern Biggs.
Jack is missing. Intern Jack, if you're out there,
please just leave some mail at the rendezvous point. We just need to know you're okay.
Yeah, just leave a dice.
Our direct deposits are still going through.
Yeah. Exactly.
Please, the rendezvous point.
Medford, we thought the world of you. See you next week, folks.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Mefud.
But you won't, you won't. Saved you, you didn't thank her, remember?